AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We're giving you a hand clap right there. We always appreciate your listenership. You don't have to do it, but you do. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and always our online streaming where you can always listen live out there on KDOW.biz. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments and frustrations on air with me today. Modest frustrations, be nice, clean words, but sometimes you need to vent. I'm just saying, sometimes you need to vent. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, My Small Business Concierge 30. I think I'm on my soapbox today. I'm going to be hammering at some things. I'm going to be picking on some things. I'm going to pick some locks today. So welcome in. A couple of weeks ago, I did a show. Actually, it was maybe closer to a month ago. But in any case, I was doing a show talking about unlocking mastering, running your next level race. And so when you do these shows, you're trying to get out as much information as possible. And so I'm going to circle back around to it because I want to pick some more locks. And just to kind of recap a little bit, people are locked up. We've got all kinds of issues. We've got all kinds of concerns. We've got all kinds of crazy going on in this country. We've got the political climate that's crazy. We've got all kinds of, I would say, racial climate and all these divisions in America. It's like we're on the verge of just totally imploding or something. But before I get too far into this, I want to say, I saw that prayers out to O.J. Simpson's family. I saw that in the news today. I was really kind of shocked to see that. So loss is difficult. Loss is a challenge. So our prayers go out to O.J. Simpson's family today. Also, did anyone watch the eclipse? I thought it was so fascinating. And I happened to be in Texas during the eclipse, and I got a little glimpse of it with my eclipse glasses. It's absolutely fascinating, totally fascinating, in how the temperature drops. It's just so amazing that our planet is set in the perfect position on the perfect axis, and if we don't have the sun, perfect distance of the sun, when the moon blocked out the sun, the way that the temperature dropped it looked like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. I mean, it was just so, the street lights came on, how it just got dark. And so it's just amazing and how grateful I am to having the sun. I have a new appreciation for the sun. It is perfectly where it needs to be for us to have life on this planet. So take that how you will, but it was really a cool, spectacular to see and really opened my eyes to how grateful and how blessed we are to have a son. It was really amazing. So anyway, let's unlock some things. Let's kind of recap a little bit. So locks lock, right? And so I shared on the show before that it's this old 13th century or 14th century, 15th century word, locks in. And you can see various variations of the word, but they were locking armor. locking. And so if you were completely locked, it was an established lock. But we have established locks in our lives. Everyone has locks. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are the richest person on the planet. Everyone has something that they have locked within themselves or within their heart, or situations that maybe it was something said to you, maybe it was loss. Loss can lock people up for years. They can lock people up. And so how do you get unlocked? All of these different types of lock, fear and dread, suggested fears I mentioned. But what I really want to talk about today is don't get locked up by other people's locks, other people's comments and their thoughts and their things that will come across you. You ever work with someone who's just like totally negative all the time? They're just totally, it's like, oh my gosh, what did you eat today? Did you eat a whole bunch of lemons? Locks. Because we can be influenced. We're human beings. We take information in and it can impact us in different ways. And so I'm going to talk about not getting locked up by other people's locks, because if you do, it can hinder you and stifle you from going to your next big move, your next big level. We talked about next level, which is a great phrase. It's a great phrase. And I love next level because it means to be better or more advanced or more successful in your situation than before. How many of you, keep your hands on the steering wheel, but how many of you by a show of knots, if you're driving, if you're listening online, you can raise your hand. But how many of you want a more advanced or more successful situation than before? So that's great. We do, right? Which means that we have to guard what we hear. We have to guard what comes into our ears and our eyes that could be potential locks that would lock us up, because we've got enough going on in our own lives without someone coming along and you're getting locked up by the things that they're saying, right? You maybe have a project and you have to work with a team, and you've got someone on the team who just it's going to make it difficult for you guys to reach that goal because they're always negative. It's never going to work out. You remember the old show when I was a little girl? I'm dating myself, but I'm not shy about telling my age anyway. But growing up, we used to watch this show. We used to watch the Banana Splits. And so the Banana Splits was a great show, and they would show these cartoons, right? And so it was like these guys dressed up in lion, tiger, bears outfits, and they were the Banana Splits. We never saw the guys, but you know, they'd play, you know, music and all of that was so cool for a little kid. And then they would have these different cartoons that we were able to watch and all of that. And so Gulliver's Island was like one of these cartoons. Gulliver's Island, and it had, and Gulliver's a giant human, and then they've got these little tiny people. And he always had the, and it was, had this one guy on there, and he was always, you'll never make it. No, we'll never make it. And he's always, you'll never make it. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like Chucky what is the show my son used to watch it growing up, and I didn't realize how negative Chucky was until I bought him the series with the Rugrats, right? I didn't realize how negative Chucky was until I bought the series with just Chucky shows. And my son started getting negative, like, what? What just happened? What's going on? You know, so you have to be careful and not let someone else's words, someone else's situation become a lock for you. You want to go to that next level. And this is my favorite definition of next level, or this phrase next level, is uncommonly impressive. Uncommonly impressive. So it's describing something that is surpassing others, like Steph Curry surpasses, like a million miles away, he surpasses Shaq in shooting three-pointers and free throws. Because Steph is uncommonly impressive in that area. You want to be uncommonly impressive so you can go to your next level. But if you're not careful about what your environment looks like, he says, well, coach, if they're on part of our team, we have to go to work every day. We have to see them every day. And they're always so negative. It's depressing. Then, you know, that's a really great time to have a conversation with your leadership, and let your leadership set them down so they can get on board with the vision, with the goal. If you are a small business owner and you have people on your team that lean towards a negative disposition, and it kind of dampens the whole charging forward. As you're a small business owner, you're like charging. You want to charge forward. You're excited about what you have, what you're doing, what your products and services are, and you want to go to that next level, and you want to get out of just existing. You got these different stages of growth. You want to get out of existing, and you get into survival, and then you get into that first level of success, and you have someone on your team who's great at what their capabilities are in terms of their skill set. But their mouth is kind of like, oh my gosh, it's always doom and gloom. What is going on with that? And so what happens in those situations, if they're not resolved, they hinder. You can't walk in the same direction if you're saying two different things. It's just impossible. You're literally going in two different directions, and you're trying to get to one goal. It makes it very, very difficult, very arduous to try to accomplish something with someone on your team who's kind of, you know, negative all the time. But that's why we want to unlock. We want to pick some locks. And if you're out there and you're struggling, it doesn't mean that life doesn't get hard. It doesn't mean that you don't run into challenges. Life comes to everyone. Life comes to everyone on the planet. So the good, the bad, the ugly comes to all of us. How you respond to it is important. How you express that is important. And if you are a negative ninny, it makes it very difficult to even want to be around you. I got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick some locks and probably pick on some personality types. But when we come back, more. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Business on the Edge. Welcome in. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. We're back. We're talking about picking some locks. Don't get locked up by other people's locks. You're in the middle of your day, you're working, you get a phone call from a friend or family member, and all of a sudden your whole day shifts. And so we know that ebbs and flows are going to happen. But I'm really talking about those that are people in your lives that you're connected with. And when you leave their environment, you feel like this heavy load. It could be family, friends, coworkers. You know, sometimes it could be what we're watching, the news, negative Yahoo News, or wherever you're getting your news. I'm not saying Yahoo in itself. I'm saying just the news, the climate, all of the negative things that are going on, all of the hate crimes that are going on and bullying that's going on. I mean, it's just out of control. Does anyone feel like it's just like out of control? The world's out of control. Everything's out of control. And we need to dial it back. We need people going to their next level. And so just to give you an example that people are people. And it doesn't matter whether you're a billionaire people, billionaire people, or if you are a poor people. I know I'm saying that wrong, but you get the point. Poor person, billionaire person, people. Oprah Winfrey was told, negative locks. You're unfit for TV and too emotionally involved. If she had embraced that negative lock, that person's lock, that producer's lock, right? She would not be a billionaire today. She'd still be Oprah Winfrey. We wouldn't know her. She wouldn't be a global phenomenon. But she decided, you have to be intentional of what you're going to receive and what you're not going to receive. And she intentionally refused to embrace, you're unfit for TV. You're unfit. Thomas Edison was told, and I quote, too stupid to learn anything. What? It is so amazing what people speak over other people to lock them up. Parents speaking the wrong things over their kids and locking them up, and they wonder why they act exactly the way that you said. You know, we have these self-fulfilling prophecies, right? It's going to be like on Gulliver's Island. We'll never make it, right? You're speaking stuff. You know, when my son was growing up, I refused in the face of educators. You know, when kids do kid stuff. They do kid stuff. That's just how they are. And I had a principal who's not a doctor who tried to tell me that my son had a chemical imbalance because she was reading a book about chemical imbalances. I refused to let her put a lock on my son. I'm sitting there in her office with my husband, and I flat out refused it vocally. Why? Because I was not going to allow him to be locked up. And he's 30 today, absolutely fantastic, working in his industry, storyboard artist, have done some great work for some great networks that you would know. We have to be careful of what we allow ourselves to hang on to. And so when you unlock, when you realize that you receive someone else's lock that you don't love and you don't want, or maybe it's your own lock, but in any case, when you're unlocked, when you get unlocked, it's not enough to just be unlocked. You have to let go of the lock. You have to be unlocked and let go of the lock. So it's kind of the example of the elephant who is has one of his legs in a iron chain, right? And finally, after all of the years that elephant was chained up, he's unlocked from the chains, but the elephant never goes anywhere. Why? Because he still thinks he's been unlocked. It's been unlocked, but he's still hanging on to the lock. He won't move anywhere. He won't go anywhere because of being locked. So when you get unlocked, you identify the lock, you examine, you identify, you can unlock unlock the lock, right? I'm very good at examining, investigating, identifying locks, identifying places where people are stuck professionally, that's hindering them from climbing the corporate ladder. And in fact, I examine myself periodically. Why? Because I understand I'm human. And I might have things that have locked me up, and I need to, if I respond in a certain way that I dislike, I might say something to myself, and I'll talk out loud, what is that? We need to look and see what that is, because I don't like that. I don't like how I felt about that, or I responded to that. Lock. So examine, inspect, identify, get unlocked, and let it go. Let go of the lock. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KBOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leaders.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KBOW.
Welcome in. Let's call it what it is. Welcome back. Welcome in. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about don't get locked up by other people's locks. Other people's locks about you. Other people's thoughts about you. That hinders you from being so remarkably fantastic. I really believe that everyone on the planet has the ability in them. They were born to be extraordinary. They were not born to be cookie cutters, even if you're twins. I'm a twin, by the way. We're not born to be cookie cutters, but life happens. Life comes to us in all shapes, sizes, good, bad, and the ugly, right? And we get locked up because of our experiences, because of words that were spoken over you, like, you'll never amount to anything. You're not smart enough. We can't do that right now. You ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad years ago. It was a very good book. Very good book. And Robert Kiyosaki talked about his poor dad's mentality, college professor, and his rich dad's mentality, his friend's dad, who had a very open mind on things like, if you can't afford something now, don't say, I can't afford it, because you stop. It's a lock. It locks your brain up from moving forward on thinking about how can I afford it one day. So instead of saying, I can't afford it, say, how can I afford it? How can I do it? How can I achieve what I want to achieve? How do I get promoted to the next step in my company? You can't because you are a woman. You can't because you're black. You can't because you are not smart enough. You can't because we hear all of these different things. Those are other people's locks. Other people's locks. You're going to be just like your dad. You're going to be just like you. So maybe your dad was an alcoholic or had whatever issues. It comes to all of us. And so you have to be intentional. Oprah Winfrey was intentional about refusing that lock. Who are some of the greats that have accomplished extraordinary things after they were told you couldn't, like James Dyson, right? And he was told, you must be mad. Because he invented something new. He innovated, right? The vacuum technology. You're mad. Sounds like Steve Jobs, right? when people don't understand it, don't think that it's a possibility because their thinking is limited. Sometimes their limited thinking. I remember I was 21 years old and I was going to take my first, this test. It's an all-day test to become a, to work for Illinois Department of Corrections. And I was very excited. And my best friend's mom told me, don't worry, if you don't pass the test, you can take it again in 6 months. She was already expecting for me to just not pass it. And you had to pass it in modules. So if you didn't pass the first portion, you couldn't go on to the second portion. Just letting you guys know, I happened to crush it that day. I crushed it. I didn't pay attention to that lock. Frustrated me. But I was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to take this test anyway. And I'm going to crush it. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. We are mastering, unlocking. Small Business Concierge, I love it, I love it. Our magazine should be out next week, so I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully I'll be able to announce that. Our next magazine, digital magazine, that you can find on issue.com, ISSUU.com, or you can go out to our smallbusinessconcierge.biz website, and our widgets are out there, our magazine widgets, so you can actually see those. Several of our magazines there on our website or our Business on the Edge website here for the radio show, businessontheedge.biz. You can get connected to the magazine there as well, as well. So much going on, so much going on. Our Small Business Fitness Center is just getting better and better. We should have another 100 resource links in there. In fact, I was in there using it the other day, working on our business plan. You know, business plans are live documents, so we're trying to update them and keep them relevant in our business model, keeping it relevant. And we're excited because we're dialoguing about adding an AI component to our inside our Small Business Fitness Center. So when people come into the fitness center, the AI will start prompting them and asking them questions about their small business and what they'd like to connect with and where they're at in business. And so we're working on that with one of our tech partners. So hopefully we will have some good news about that soon. And I've got something else that we're doing there, and I'm going to hold on to that until we have a little bit more information on what we're doing there. So connect with us if you are a small business owner, entrepreneur, coach, consultant. I love coaches, consultants, advisors. It is a really great place for you to stay on the cutting edge of your business. So go out there and get you an annual membership. Annual memberships actually for coaches and consultants would put you in the category of us potentially bringing you on as a coach. So there's opportunities there if you get the annual membership. So go check that out on our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, member plans, and we've got a lot of good stuff out there for you. So let's get back to our talk today. Don't get locked up by other people's locks. It is so important. It is so important. You have one life to live. Don't be the one that your final thoughts are, I wish I had done this. I wish I had done that. But because someone else's locks imposed and encroached on your genius, you weren't able to complete it. You know, I talked about Oprah Winfrey, who was told she would be unfit for television. I wonder how they felt when they saw Oprah Winfrey. And of course, I'm sure they've seen her many, many times, but come on, Oprah Winfrey, when she spoke at the Golden Globes Awards. Wouldn't you, if you were the person who told Oprah Winfrey, hey, you're unfit for TV, you're just too darn emotional, you're too connected, go do something else, right? And she's a billionaire, Golden Globes. If Oprah called you up today and says, hey, I want to interview you, what would you say? I wouldn't want to be that person who told Oprah Winfrey that she wouldn't, you know, she was unfit for television. And Thomas Edison, who has 1,000 patents. You're too stupid to learn anything. 1,000 patents. I'm just saying. Inventions like the light bulb and the phonograph. So you have to, see, these are examples of people who were intentional about refusing someone else's lock. So number one, you want to examine yourself. Number two, you want to expect. Number three, you want to identify the lock. And then in my coaching program, Unlocking Mastering, Running Your Next Level Race, mastering is you want to master unlocking. You want to master unlocking. So when you unlock something, the next thing you want to do is be intentional. Number five, you want to be intentional on letting it go. And it may take a little bit, because if you've lived with something for 20 years, 30 years, let's be honest. Sometimes it's hard, Linus, the peanuts, to let go of that blankie, right? You want to let go of that blanket. And it takes a little bit. If you're like me, I'm a key person. So when you give me the key, I'm like all in. I'm taking the key, I'm unlocking, and I'm trying to move forward as fast as I can. If I'm frustrated, I want to be frustrated for a short amount of time. If someone has said something or one of my team members have said something, I have to go back and I have to address them not bringing negative energy to the project. We're going to do it. If I want to do something in 6 months, we have goals for 2024, revenue goals. All companies do have revenue goals, or should if you don't. What are your revenue goals for 2024? And someone's telling me that they can't do their part, or they're giving reasons why it must be delayed, and they're not really. And we know that there's delays. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if they're not really digging in and putting in that effort to try to support the overall goals, I have to question that. I have to question that. You know, have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done that? You know, and so you have to be really, 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 you know, methodical. And when you're examining, and when you're inspecting, and when you're identifying what's going on when someone's trying to lock something up in your world, you have to be like a Scud missile. You have to look at that target and look and see, is there something wrong with this information? Is it valid or is it invalid? If it's invalid, it's a lock. And you want to be careful that you are not falling in that situation and circumstance. You want to be intentional. I've got to get out of here and go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We're Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine, or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
All right, we're at the bottom of the show. If you're just tuning in, you just missed an awesome show. We're talking about don't get locked up by other people's locks. It's really important. You have one life to live, and you want to live it to its fullest extent. And so maybe you've been locked up with something in your childhood. Maybe you're locked up in something in the workplace. Maybe you're locked up in something as a entrepreneur. Someone said, you go get a real job. You're not an entrepreneur. and you're struggling and your business is paycheck to paycheck, you're locked up, I want to help you get unlocked. I want to help you master unlocking. I want to help you run your next level race. Next level race, remember, means my favorite phrase, in which it means uncommonly impressive. Let me just, one more person. I want to talk about one more person who was given a lock. Given a lock. Maybe I'll do three. What about Sean Corey? Sean Corey was told, this guy is terrible. He's nothing at the beginning of his career. No record label wanted to take him on. He was a young rapper from Brooklyn. We would know him today as Jay-Z, the billionaire. What happened there? Right? This is what I'm saying. If you're not intentional about not taking on those locks, and maybe some of them you've taken them on, so we need to unlock and we need to be intentional about getting rid of them, and you live in a lifestyle of being free. It's such a freedom to be unlocked, and it doesn't mean it's a freedom to be anal or be mean to other people. It means that you are free to enjoy and explore life, go to your next level, write the book, right? You'll never make it as a artist, the starving artist. You'll never make it as a children's book author. All of these, who does that? Who does that? Steve Jobs. Hey, it's the quote. Hey, we don't need you. You haven't gotten through college yet. His company today is a $1 trillion company. Locks. This is not where you want to be. You were born for greatness. You're born for greatness. It's just as simple as that. You really need to know that. Be intentional about your goals. Be intentional about what you want to achieve. And so if you want to be unlocked, you want to get unlocked, email me at business on the edge, and put in the subject line, unlock me. We'll give you more information on my coaching program, Unlocking, Mastering, Running Your Next Level Race. It's a 10-week program to have you from day one, unlocking. I'm working with professionals that have crushed it in their industries, and they're being unlocked, and they're going to their next level, their next adventure. You were born, you know, power, this word power, and I explain, and it's an old Latin word for terry, the ability to do something well, extremely well. That's what you should be doing. You know, so you have to pay attention to your environment. You have to pay attention to who's around you that is trying to bind you up in a place that you should not be and you do not want to be. And maybe you don't know how to navigate out of that. And this isn't life coaching. I'm not a therapist. I'm just helping you unlock, mastering being unlocked. And what is mastering? That's a powerful word, mastering. It means acquire complete knowledge. So when you're identifying and when you're examining and investigating, you're trying to acquire complete knowledge on what is locking you up. So you can do what? Be intentional about unlocking and getting rid of it. It's just the bottom line. We need you to be absolutely fantastic. We need you to live at your highest level. And the way to do that is to keep yourself unlocked. Life comes to all of us. We've got a lot of things going on in this world that can be really depressing, that could be all kinds of things that keeps us maybe fear of flying, right? So you don't go to other countries, you don't explore other things that keeps you locked up when you should, probably should be touching the world. Just saying. Give it some thought. But if you want to connect and you're interested in our 10-week program, Unlocking Master, running your next level race coaching program, 10-week program, send me an email at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Unlock me and we'll get you scheduled for a call to talk about it a little bit. No obligation. Have a conversation. You listen to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.